I'm Rick Henson with this news update for Tuesday, March the 5th on KJAN.com. In Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. Early this morning, 39-year-old James Donald Ullman Jr. of Red Oak was arrested for possession of marijuana. Ullman Jr. was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. A few minutes later, 26-year-old Jennifer Rose Nelson of Red Oak was arrested for gathering where controlled substances are used. Both suspects were transported to the Montgomery County Corrections Facility, where they were being held on $1,000 bond each. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department assisted in conducting the arrests. And Monday afternoon, 30-year-old George Allen Alfred Westbrook III of Red Oak was arrested in the East 100 block of Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Westbrook was charged with being in violation of a no-contact order. He was arrested again later that same evening by Red Oak police for driving while suspended in the vicinity of North 7th and East Reed Streets in Red Oak. He was subsequently released on a citation bond amounting to $566. Sheriff's officials in Shelby County said Monday that two people had been arrested on drug charges following separate investigations. The latest arrest took place on Sunday, March the 3rd. Authorities say 22-year-old Michael Stein of Harlan was arrested following the search of a residence at 908 Spring Street, where several items, including a substance believed to be marijuana and drug paraphernalia, were seized. Stein faces felony charges of delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He also faces misdemeanor charges of prohibited acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stein was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $20,000 bond. The other arrest took place February 24th after a deputy purchased a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine from 29-year-old Sean Gifford of Avoca. Gifford was arrested during a traffic stop in Harlan. He faces felony charges on two counts of delivery of a controlled substance, and Gifford was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $50,000 bond. A Page County man was arrested Friday night on an assault charge following an investigation into a domestic disturbance in Coyne. Sheriff's officials said Monday that 47-year-old Carl Allen Race of Coyne was charged with domestic abuse assault for allegedly assaulting his wife at Race's residence in Coyne. Race was brought to the Page County Jail, appeared before a magistrate, and was being held on an undisclosed bond in the jail. Authorities in Harlan said Monday that two people were injured following an accident Sunday evening. The Harlan PD said 81-year-old Dorothy Holloway of Harlan was traveling eastbound on Lincoln Avenue and failed to stop at the junction with 19th Street. Her 2010 Chevy pickup went through the intersection and hit a 2006 Dodge pickup driven by 81-year-old Bernard Linen of Harlan on the right side. The accident happened around 5:10 p.m. After the impact, Holloway's pickup rolled over onto its side and came to rest back on its wheels at the northeast corner of the four-way intersection. Linen's truck also came to rest in the northeast corner of the intersection. Both drivers were transported by private vehicle to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. There's no word on their condition. Damage from the crash amounted to $22,000 altogether. Officials say Holloway was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Page County Sheriff's Office reported Monday that a Shenandoah woman was cited following a single vehicle accident that took place over the weekend. 35-year-old Shannon Buick was cited for leaving the scene of an accident and failure to maintain control following an investigation into a crash that happened at around 2:50 a.m. Saturday. Officials said a 1996 Oldsmobile Aurora was found abandoned and on its side in the ditch off of Highway 48 south of Essex. The vehicle sustained $2,500 damage. And a bridge on Interstate 80 in Adair County sustained extensive damage early Monday morning when it was hit by the box section of a dump truck. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 62-year-old Dwayne Nelson of Casey forgot to lower the box on a 1991 Mack dump truck registered to Schulberg Construction in Greenfield. As the vehicle was traveling southbound on Adair County Road N77 or Antique Country Drive south of Casey, the truck box hit the westbound I-80 bridge concrete support beam. The impact tore the box section off the truck, but it became wedged against the support beam at the point of impact. A DOT crewman told KJAN News the same dump truck also took out a couple of power lines as it was leaving Casey before it struck the bridge. The accident happened at around 5:40 a.m. Patrol cited Nelson for driving a vehicle with excessive height. There were no injuries reported. Another DOT crewman on the scene told KJAN News that traffic was rerouted off of I-80 westbound for about 2 hours until the bridge could be inspected. Crews have put a protective bib or tarp in place to prevent debris from falling on motorists traveling beneath the bridge until the beam can be repaired or replaced. They've also put some cones on the north side westbound lane to prevent traffic from traveling over that section and creating further debris from falling. That is a check of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.